What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Rob Brown Show, back on your radio. The Fan Upstate, Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you, the four most electrifying hours in sports, talk, entertainment you're going to find anywhere at any time. And you, my dear friends, the Armada, are very welcome for that. The Hub City Spartanburger text line is open. That number is 844-326-3663. You can text that number right now, or you can call that number and get on the air, 844-326-3663. Let's do the audio blitz, shall we? Some of the best audio we've picked up over the past 24 hours. We actually did not get to this yesterday, so I got a few stacked. We'll start running through some of them. Wimbledon, the tennis tournament. For those of you that may be unfamiliar with the most famous tennis tournament on the face of planet Earth.
So someone listening to a sports show does not know what Wimbledon is.
I mean, you might not.
I am.
I don't like to make assumptions about people.
Okay.
All right. Well, if I can help educate the masses, then I'll educate the masses. Right. That's what we're here for, to make people's lives better. You're welcome. If you don't know what Wimbledon is, it's a big tennis tournament. It happens in Britain. Great Britain,
for a fortnight, yeah.
Yeah, sure, however long that is. Is that like 40 days, I think, is a fortnight? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't think anybody does, unless you looked it up that one time and it stuck with you. Blah, 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 whatever. During one of the women's matches at Wimbledon over the weekend, this is a tennis tournament that's like, it holds itself in high prestige, and if you're a tennis fan, you hold it in high prestige. Like, all the players have to wear all white. There is a strict decorum and dress code, which is why this moment during a women's match over the weekend is so damn funny.
Come on. It's
come on. Come on. Listen.
It's quite all right to open up your champagne in the middle of the match.
Rob Brown is a big mimosa guy. I will say that for me, it's subjective to everybody, but for me, there is not much more in the way of enjoyable experiences for one Rob Brown than a Sunday morning out with some good friends, a little early morning day drinking in the sunshine, and popping the cork on that first bottle of champagne to make myself a mimosa. Now, I will also tell you, I'm actually a bigger fan of the poinsettia, which is a mimosa, but it's with cranberry juice instead of orange juice. I love a poinsettia. Sprinkle some ice-cold cranberries in there to cool it off, finish it. Then you got some good infused cranberries. Oh, I love a mimosa. I love popping that first bottle of champagne.
On the next episode of 40-something.
No, this has been a thing for me since the 20s. It's one of those old guy things that I got into very early. I am a big brunch guy, and I love a Sunday morning mimosa. However, you know, popping the champagne, Because the whole girl that was serving, so she had the ball in the air. Like, she was ready for it. Like, she, and it came down. She didn't swing. She caught it. And she just looks at the umpire, the side ref, the main ref, up on his snooty little chair up there. And she, like, does the classic, yo, what the hell was that shrug? She's like, what was that? And the most British guy you've ever heard has to get on the PA. And he does. Remember, like, this is the biggest tennis tournament in the world, right? This is the equivalent of, like, a streaker running on the field as the kicker's running to the kickoff in the Super Bowl, right? Like, the in that moment, the PA guy would be like, hey, dummies, don't run on the football field. And in this case, the single most polite British announcer of all time goes, if you could please refrain from popping champagne while play is a serving.
Sorry, I'm just picturing
fantastic
Gronk up there in the stand somewhere giggling because he accidentally let the champagne off at the. Do those things uncork accidentally sometimes, don't they?
They can, but
maybe
like,
because of the temperature or something. I don't drink, so I don't know.
I do. Most champagnes, even the expensive ones, there is some sort of little guard that goes over the cap. There's like a little wire thing and it twists on there. And to get to the cap ready to open, you've got to go through a process to get to where you're ready to pop the cork on a champagne bottle. Now, you can go through that and then maybe you're like, oh, I better wait till the serve. And then it just accidentally pops off.
Right,
but you still got to make some contact with it. Like, they don't just like randomly pop out, or you got to shake it up and get that pressure from the carbonation real high. So like, it could have been an accident. I don't care. I love the most polite PA address announcer of all time telling people, hey, maybe don't do that thing that pops and makes noise while the biggest, most prestigious tennis tournament in the world is happening. What do you think about that? Lonzo has had a theory about one sports media personality for a while. Lonzo has been working on a theory that after LeBron James called Brian Windhorst that weird dude for ESPN, that something popped in Windy. Like, he's a different dude. And Lonzo's not alone. Chandler Parsons, former NBA player, is now on a podcast, hosts a podcast called the Off Guard Podcast, which is relatively entertaining, to keep it a buck with you. He has the same theory and said it hilariously.
Which, by the way, he has to do, because his meal ticket and how he got to where he was taken away from him with just a few words from LeBron. And now you're there and you've got to find a way to stay there. And that's what he's doing.
Now, I will say this. I did not play it, and I may come back to it a little bit later in the show. My favorite thing is later on in that clip. I should have let it run. That's all right. Later on in that clip, Chandler Parsons says, he's like, I'm totally fine with it. He's like, look, let's be real. You've seen what Stephen A. Smith has done to the game and the coverage of the game. He's like, this is kind of where we are with basketball coverage. He's like, you got to talk now. You don't have to. In fact, he even, I don't want to say he pops a stray at Stephen A. Because he's like, you ever seen the video of Stephen A. trying to shoot a jump shot? This dude ain't got a bone of athleticism in his body anymore. Yet, he's like ESPN's go-to dude for basketball. He's like, the area that we have reached in basketball is people who cover the game got to talk a little trash. And I think with, and this is, I'm extrapolating, Chandler Parsons didn't say exactly this, but he basically said with his hitting the skids with Clutch and with LeBron, which was his meal ticket, and LeBron calling him that weirdo, and you have to assume, and I think it's fair to do so, probably cutting off Wendy's access to Clutch. And keep in mind, Clutch isn't just LeBron James. Clutch represents a like host of the biggest names in basketball. If he got his lunch ticket cut off and he doesn't have access to that, and he can't be, you know, competing with Shams to drop the Shams wows, Wendy's got to be an opinion guy now, an editorialist now. So if he has indeed went into a cold shower, put his hands on the wall, hung the head, and decided these guys.
Hey, blaze
that
of
makes
glory.
Sense.
Blaze of glory, Wendy. Go out the. I mean, you're not really supposed to be there. They found out that why you were there is not. It appears to be untrue. Do what you got to do to stay there, I guess.
Look, and let's keep it a buck. Again, I like LeBron. I don't have any issues with LeBron. I'm willing to bet what happened was when LeBron was going, because LeBron said all that on the McAfee show. And remember, this was like This was a point in time, kind of towards the end of the season, where things were getting a little weird with that relationship or whatever. My bet is, because this also came up after Stephen A. Smith popped off some comments about LeBron that like kind of got him heated, which is why I think he agreed to go on that show. I think he kind of looked at it and went, all right, we have been giving Wendy this access for a long time now because LeBron's media savvy. LeBron's no dummy. He's a PR guy. Having Wendy get fed the stories from Clutch allowed Rich Paul, who runs Clutch Sports, the agency that represents LeBron, allowed Clutch Sports to kind of control the narrative around not just LeBron, but around all the players they represent. So by giving Wendy that information first, they could give Wendy all the details the way they wanted it reported, and LeBron wouldn't take a hit if like there was some sort of PR, you know, spin that got a little sideways. But after the whole thing with Stephen A., I think LeBron got a little peeved that ESPN was like, everybody's getting the legs cut out. And unfortunately for Wendy, that's who was signing the paycheck. So we kind of took it. Lonzo had the theory that Wendy's kind of snapped after LeBron called him that weird guy. And now Chandler Parsons is on board. All right. I don't like these videos on the internet because I think some people are getting very annoying with them. But there is this genre of videos where people go out into the public and they basically do like man on the street interviews, right? They just walk up to random people. And ordinarily they walk up to like young, attractive people, right? Dudes and gals, like young people, clearly in their physical prime. And they ask them questions about relationships and life and whatever. And like some people do it with prizes and some people just do it for the funsies or whatever. And they record it, they go back, they edit it into social media clips. This is a very short clip, but it comes from a guy who was going around downtown Nashville, Tennessee. And he was asking young, attractive women about their red flags in guys. You've heard the expression a red flag, right? Like it's a warning that maybe this person isn't the right kind of material for a relationship or whatever. So he's on Broadway in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, and he's going up to the front of bars and he's asking attractive young women about their red flags. And he's like setting them up for whatever. So this clip, he walks up to this girl who's probably like in her early, maybe at latest mid-20s. She's a very pretty girl, like gorgeous girl. And he asked this question, dig the response in the interaction. I also love her. I also love her.
Completely accurate, too.
He said, is it a red flag if a guy's a 10, but he's a degenerate gambler and all he does on Saturdays is sit on the couch for 12 hours, doesn't even get up to go take a bathroom break. He just sits, watches football, and gambles, but he's a 10. And she goes, it depends on the ball he's watching. If it's SEC football, he's an 8. If it's ACC football, he's automatically dropped to a 3. You lose 5 points on the attractive scale with this attractive young lady if you're watching ACC ball in front of SEC ball. Y'all, I'm not kidding you when I tell you that the rivalry discussion today came from that clip. Because I found that yesterday and I was like, the dude goes, the clip's on. That's not broken, by the way. Like, as soon, I'm not edited. As soon as she says.
Well, with that mic quality, you would know if it was broken.
Yeah, that's also true. He says, if he watches football all day, she says, if he's watching SEC ball, he's an 8, ACC ball, he's a 3. And without missing a beat, the dude just looks at her and goes, I love you. And she, by the way, goes, I love you too. That's incredible. That's a unicorn, people. All right? Fellas, if you were lucky enough to find you a gal, young bucks out there, listen to Uncle Rob. If you find a gal who is smart, pretty funny, attractive, and she's got a take like that, I don't care if you're an ACC fan. That is what we in the old guy department call wife up material. If she's got that take on college ball, that is wife up material immediately. All right, let me get one more in here before we take a break. This is a story. Johnny Bench, the legendary baseball player. Johnny Bench was on the Rich Eisen show a few days ago. Brought the man out of retirement to come out and tell some baseball stories. And he told a story that, I mean to you, when he gets to the end of this, had me genuinely by myself at home in the Bro Cave laughing out loud. That's incredible. Johnny Bench gets to meet his idol, Mickey Mantle. And Mickey Mantle shows up at a golf tournament that he's hosting and says, let's go grab a drink across the street at the disco. Let's go head over to the disco and grab a drink. And Johnny Bench is like, bro, you're Mickey Mantle. Like, I might be a full-grown adult now, but you're Mickey Mantle. Absolutely. We walk across the street, and the bouncer says, Johnny Bench, you can come in, but we've already kicked Mickey Mantle out the club three times. There's only one reaction I have to this story, aside from laughing at it. The only reaction I have is, what did Mickey do to get kicked up out the club?
See, my reaction is, did he really care about Johnny Bench, or was he just trying to use him to get back in the club?
Oh, that's why the story's funny. That's why the story's funny. And I appreciate Johnny Bench being able to laugh at it. Because, like, on one hand, I think if I'm in his role, on one hand, I'd be like, oh, you don't want to have a drink with me. On the other hand, I'd also laugh my ass off because, like, I get it. Like, I was your ticket. I'm Johnny Bench. Like, I was a Major League Baseball player. I'm one of the most famous Major League Baseball players of all time. It makes sense that even if you are Mickey Mantle, one of the top, what, probably five most famous baseball players of all time, if you got run up out the club, it makes sense that if you came back and said, yeah, you kicked me out, but I brought Johnny Bench, can I get back in, that's the play you would make. But I genuinely wonder, and I at this point, I almost want to see if we can set up an interview with Johnny Bench just so I can ask him about this story, and I can ask him, did you find out what Mickey Mantle, because I'll tell you, I've been around this a long time. It takes a lot for a professional, high-level, well-known athlete to get the boot from a club. Did you ever find out what Mickey Mantle said or did to get bounced three times? Now, there's part of me that's like, I kind of don't want to know in case it was like, change my perspective on him as a person bad. But also, I really want to know, did Mickey Mantle just get hammered and start hitting on chicks? And like, I need to know, all right? I need to know. All right, when we come back, we got a few more lists on the Athletics rivalries. We've gotten down to number 50. Let's look at number 49 through 25 and rank them where they stack up in the year 2025. We'll do that next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Up State. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. The Hub City Spartanburger text line is open for you at 844-326-3663 is the number. You can also call that number and get yourselves on the radio if you'd like to join us that way. We would love to have you. We are this AM running through the Athletics list of the 100 best rivalries in college football. Now, they did their list in an overall sense of the rivalry, right? It is in terms of the importance of the rivalry. It is in terms of the passions of the fan base, the hatred between the fan bases, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm taking a different approach to their list. I am evaluating these rivalries in terms of what they mean to college football in the year 2025. What do they mean to us in this year's college football season? What do they mean to the sport this year? How do they impact the sport this year? We have done numbers 100 through 50. Let's pick up with 49 through 25 and get through as many as we can. We'll continue in the next segment if we need to. Number 49, Indiana-Purdue. From what I understand, great rivalry if you're in Indiana. I don't know that it necessarily registers on the Richter scale outside of that state. Now we will find out if Indiana is able to kind of keep the momentum that they built last year. Obviously, they make it to the playoff. They get blown out in their playoff game, but Kurt Cignetti is a dude that the Indiana fans are all in for. Purdue's kind of fallen off the map the last couple of years, so this one kind of takes a backseat. Number 48, LSU-Arkansas. I've told you before, I'm from Southeast Louisiana. I was born in New Orleans. The handful of my family members that were smart enough to go to college went to LSU, so I kind of grew up like an outside LSU fan. I was going to go to LSU, but the out-of-state tuition was like 6 times higher than just staying in Florida. Shout out UWF Argos. This rivalry, like, is a rivalry, but also it's like LSU's 5th rivalry, right? Like, they just don't care. It's the battle for the boot. That's all well and good. They just don't care. Number 47, Michigan-Penn State. Obviously, Michigan-Ohio State is a bigger rivalry. Obviously, Penn State-Ohio State is a bigger rivalry. I do think in the year 2025, though, this rivalry could have massive importance. And I think this rivalry could have massive importance because I think these two teams could be battling for a Big Ten playoff spot. It could also be a reality that the team out of these two that gets left out, if not both of them, might miss the playoffs. And if James Franklin misses the playoffs this year, that might be all she wrote for him at Penn State. On the flip side, for Michigan, and again, actually, I take that back because I just remember these two don't play each other in the regular season. If they play each other, it would be in the Big Ten championship game. But obviously, for that to happen, it would likely require both of them to beat Ohio State, which is unlikely. But as a rivalry overall, for a Michigan team that is going to, for the next year or two, probably be trying to find itself post-cheating scandal. And for Penn State, a football team that, like I said, has had success, but like not the success they want to have right now. if these two were to meet the Big Ten title game, it's unlikely, it would be a big deal. Number 46, TCU-SMU. Number 45, Notre Dame-Michigan State. Is that a rivalry game? Some of these, I'm like there's a lot of the smaller ones that I don't really know. There's a lot of smaller ones I do, like TCU-SMU, like I understand down in Texas, especially to Christian colleges. Like, this is a big-time rivalry there. I didn't know Notre Dame-Michigan State was a rivalry at all, especially not in the last couple of years.
I wonder if they know.
That's fair. And again, some of these rivalries kind of feel one-sided, right? Like, one base considers it a rivalry, the other maybe doesn't. I might put that on the list. Number 44, Iowa-Nebraska, the Corn Bowl. The Hawkeyes taking on the Corn Huskers. Nebraska is another team that I'm interested in this year. Matt Rhule, we know that historically, Matt Rhule takes 3 years to turn a college around. He did it at Baylor. He did it at Rice before that. And Matt Rhule was kind of proven, although, again, I do think trying to take over and be the HC for a dumpster fire franchise, as the Panthers, all caps, were at the time, it was a big ask. This is year two for Matt Rhule at Nebraska. Will we see a trend in the right direction? They wrap up their season with the Iowa Hawkeyes. Obviously, Iowa's been getting better the last couple of years. I think this one's a fair one to have on the list. Number 43, LSU Ole Miss. This is a rivalry that could, this year, harken back to days gone by. This was a rivalry that when I was growing up, my older family that were LSU fans, Ole Miss was their number one rival. Go to hell, Ole Miss. Like, that would ring through the hallways on college football Saturdays. This one is one that definitely is an older rivalry, but in the year 2025, as we put all of these into a contemporary perspective, this one might come back because Joey Freshwater, like, keeps getting close, but just not close enough. And you got to wonder, how close is close enough for Ole Miss to say, you know what, we're good right here? Like, we know it's going to be tough for us to ever compete in the upper echelon of the SEC. How close is close enough for Ole Miss? And then again, any rivalry game this year with LSU jumps to the top of the list because Brian Kelly is probably one of, I would say Coach Pry at Virginia Tech, I would say James Franklin at Penn State. I would say those are probably my three coaches that I do think are, even if it is lukewarm, on some sort of hot seat this year. Number 42, Virginia, North Carolina. All right. Number 41, Lafayette, Lehigh. Number 40, Notre Dame versus the military academies. They have Navy, Army, Air Force on this list. I think that one's fair. Again, like, there are some years, like last year, Navy Notre Dame felt like a real big game. Notre Dame was, what, either undefeated or one loss. Like, people were asking, okay, are they actually a good football team this year, or have they just been beating up on bad teams? Notre Dame, of course, wrecked Navy, but these rivalries kind of have some prestige to them. Maybe not much in terms of shifting the college football landscape in 2025, but I do think this is one that, like, publicly, you're interested in, and especially because obviously the military academies usually run a very different style of offense than these teams are used to facing, so that changes it up. And if Notre Dame catches one of these academies, like, in the middle of the schedule, right, like they're coming off Clemson and they got Florida State the next week and this is wedged in the middle, that can kind of change the vibes a little bit. Number 39, a great rivalry. If you haven't chipped in, you should. North Dakota State, South Dakota State. Number 38, Texas, Arkansas. Kind of another one of those rivalries that feels like, yeah, maybe it's a rivalry to Arkansas. I don't think Texas cares as much. Number 37, Pitt, Penn State. Again, great rivalry. It's just very one-sided. Number 36, Tennessee, Florida. Same kind of thing. Like, it's a secondary rivalry, I think, for both of these schools. Not that it's not a rivalry, because I do think it is a rivalry. But I think it's a secondary rivalry for both of these schools, A, and B. I think on the national scale, it doesn't really shake the radar all that much. This year it could. This year it might. Again, Billy Napier trying to establish himself at Florida and get the Florida fans back into his back pocket. DJ Lagway expected to be at least an outside Heisman finalist threat at Florida, but did they build the offense around him right? Did they get him the talent? Is the offensive line going to rebound this year? This game could be another one of those games that kind of shapes the future of that football team, Florida or Tennessee, and in doing so, shapes the future of the Southeastern Conference as a whole. You know, if Josh Heupel is the real deal and Tennessee wins the couple of rivalry games that they've been brought up on this list so far, then maybe Josh Heupel puts Tennessee back into that Georgia stratosphere. But if he loses this game, maybe it says Billy Napier really is the guy and he just needed some time. Maybe it says, oh, they just got lucky and hit with DJ Lagway. Either way, if they win this game, I think Florida would announce at that point that they are kind of moving back into their where they believe that they ought to be in the SEC. Like, Florida fans have this sense of we deserve to be in that top notch, but beating a team like Tennessee, which they will do after they are at Ole Miss, but the week before Florida State, that's a tough spot to have a wedge game. Number 35, TCU, Baylor. Number 34, Minnesota, Iowa. Number 33, Nebraska, Colorado. All-time rivalries, I'd say 33 is too high. Right now in 2025, I'd say this was interesting, right? Deion Sanders this year. Again, this is a prove-it year for Deion. Could have said last year was, did have a human cheat code, and Travis Hunter did have Shador Sanders, who, regardless of if he fell down to round number five, was still one of the better quarterbacks in college football. Deion's got to go without those guys. It's all Deion guys now, no Deion's kids now. So, and then obviously, as we talked about a moment ago, Matt Rhule trying to establish that he is definitely that dude to turn around Nebraska. This one's got some heat to it. Number 32, Iowa State. Kind of the same situation. Two teams trending upward, trying to prove that they are the kings of the state. Number 31, Georgia Tech. Probably too high for this rivalry in the national eye, right? Like, nobody thinks Georgia Tech is beating Georgia. I actually like this rivalry in this spot. And I like this rivalry because of Georgia Tech's head coach, Brent Key. Just a football dude. One of my favorite dudes to talk to at SEC Media Days, because a lot of football coaches, I get frustrated when they won't turn off the football mentality, right? Like, talk to me as a dude. Like, I want to get to know you, the dude. That's the thing. That's who Brent Key is. There is no off switch. I assume that Brent Key probably has his wife watch film if they have a marital dispute. Like, that's the football dude he is. He believes that Georgia Tech should be competing with Georgia. It's always going to be tough. You're in Atlanta. You're in the middle of the SEC. Like, you're not known as a football powerhouse. You are going to have to establish yourself before you start getting the recruits that can help you beat Georgia. But if somebody can do it there, it's Brent Key. Number 30, Washington State in the Civil, or what is that? The Apple Cup? Sure. Fine with it. Matters a lot to them. Probably not much on the national scale, but it is what it is. Number 29, Stanford Cal. This is an ACC rivalry now. Like, neither of these teams is necessarily shaking the AC tree right now, but both of them feel like they're trending upwards. So it could be an interesting game. Number 28, Utah BYU. The Storm and Mormons taking on the Utes. Fun one. Oregon State, the Civil War. Number 27, that's a great game only because they wear the color jerseys. Both teams wear their colors every year, and it makes for a great TV experience, I guess.
I don't know. It's sometimes hard to watch.
See, I like it a lot.
Because it's blurry.
Yeah, I like a color game. Was it like 2 years ago, the Ducks wore green, the Cougs wore red, and it was like really foggy, hazy. Do you remember that game? It was a late night game. It was really foggy, hazy, and it made everything like gray. So it looked like two teams wearing gray. It was tough, but it was fun to watch. I'm only going to say I'm good with this at 27 because, like, Oregon State's got to hate Oregon for ditching them for the Big Ten, right? Like, you killed us, man. Like, you literally may have killed us. Number 26, Pitt, West Virginia. This is the greatest rivalry in college football that none of you pay attention to. No, like, you just don't. Sweet Caroline, eat Pitt. Like, it's a these two teams hate each other. Is it going to do much in the national scale? Probably not, like, unless Pitt bounces back. But, man, it's just fun to watch the hate. And number 25, Oklahoma State. Bedlam. I'm all in for this one. This one's fun. I did not know this until I had a buddy here who's moved since, but he's a big Oklahoma State Cowboy, played a little college baseball for the Pokes back in the day. I talked to him about this rivalry. He's like, dude, I despise Oklahoma. I see that stupid O interlocked U, and it infuriates me. This rivalry matters to them, and it will matter this year because the Cowboys are getting better. And Brent Venables, I really do think he's in a prove-it year this year. Like, if he doesn't get it done this year for the Boomer Sooners, that might be all she wrote for Brent Venables. Does that put him back on the mat for Clemson? I don't know. Would he get a smaller job and try to learn his way up? I don't know. But this one's big. When we come back in the next hour of the show, I got a few more sound bites I want to play for you about sports we will analyze. And then in segment two, we'll run through rivalries number 24 to number one and see how you feel about them all. That's coming up on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tell you what, executive decision made during the break. I'm gonna change up everything I told you was gonna happen. Not everything that I told you was gonna happen. We're gonna finish up the rivalry list here. We're gonna do the top 24 rivalries in college football according to The Athletic. And again, if you're just tuning in, we are running through The Athletic's list because it's rankings. We're running out of ranking season. We should do some big rankings. We're doing a big ranking this AM. We are running through the, according to The Athletic, top 100 rivalries in college football in order. But as The Athletic just kind of ranked them in the traditional definition of the word rivalry, we are evaluating their rivalry list and whether items should be higher or lower based on the 2025 prism. What do they mean in 2025? Like, there are rivalries on this list where, you know, two teams were rivalries back in the 1900s. I forget that when I say the 1900s now, like, that was 30 years ago, right? I'm talking about not it's historic. The 1900s are historic.
It was
now.
Not 30 years ago. The 1900s would have been
26 years ago. Yeah. But to me, the 1900s are like 1960 and before that.
Well, just start saying at the turn of the century.
Ugh, that makes it worse for some reason. So anyway, when I was 15 years old, at the turn of the century. All right. So we are taking these rivalries. Like, if it's a rivalry game, but your two teams haven't gotten together since, you know, 1968, that's not a rivalry game to me. Like, you may still hate that fan base because your grandpappy hated that fan base, and that's fine. I respect that. But, like, that's not a rivalry game to me. If those two teams get matched up in a bowl game and your best selling point is these two rivals who last played in 1972. Like, all right, okay. Like, if your last time your rivalry played was when my parents were kids, I'm out. It's not a rivalry anymore. So, here we go, top 24 rivalries. At number 24, what a convenient coincidence that I left off there. At number 24, Lonzo, Clemson versus South Carolina. They have that at number 24 in their top 100 rivalries, which I don't think, considering, and you'll hear some more of these rivalries as we jump up the list, I don't think it is disrespectful, especially considering the fact that, you know, since Spurrier left, it has been relatively one-sided in terms of results. South Carolina's obviously gotten two of the last four, so it's kind of starting to tilt back into that middle range of actual competition. That's great. I do think for the year 2025, it deserves to be higher than number 24. And I think it deserves to be higher than number 24, aside from just the quality, at least expected quality, of these two teams. Clemson, as we have mentioned a few times in this show, is a trendy and growing in popularity pick, not to go to the playoffs, to win the national championship. On the flip side, South Carolina, I have now heard by a number of show hosts on the network, and listen, the network encourages us to disagree with each other. We like to disagree with each other. Not like fight, but like disagree with each other. I have heard, outside of my influence, a number of hosts on the network who have said that they're picking South Carolina to go to a playoff game this year. To be, maybe not make a run, but to be there, to be in the dance. And yesterday, though I cannot remember who it was because I was out and about yesterday listening to some different podcasts, and I was doing something. I didn't write it down. But one of the big-name college football writers said yesterday that he believes that there is, despite the difficult schedule, a reasonable and realistic chance that the South Carolina Gamecocks could be in the SEC championship this year. Now, caveat. He did say a lot of that is going to depend on Arch Manning having some troubles outside of the gate, losing to Ohio State in week number one, dropping another one later to maybe an Oklahoma in a rivalry game. It is going to rely on Tennessee knocking off Georgia, but also taking a dumb loss somewhere. He said it's going to rely on like another Vanderbilt, Alabama, wild underdog, like no reason for them to win this game kind of situation. But there was a big-time writer yesterday who said, and again, I don't think he was doing this to get attention by putting forward a hot take, but there is at least a couple of people out there predicting South Carolina as a at least contender for an SEC championship game appearance, which would be an auto bid into the college football playoff effectively. And then Clemson is one of the trendiest picks to win the national championship game. I would say if we are doing the way The Athletic did and just saying overall rivalry, just whatever you want to rank it on, then I'm fine with it checking in around 24. I'd probably put it up closer to like 15. But
I think
this year,
I think it's a good spot. I do. I think it's a good spot. And I can't wait to hear what's ahead of it, but I think it's a pretty good spot.
I think it's a good spot the way The Athletic ranked them. But if we are ranking rivalries that matter,
it's only become a rivalry again lately. So, I mean, for a while, it was just Clemson winning every single year.
I would not disagree. I would rephrase it a little bit. I would say it has only become a rivalry that the nation cares about.
Okay, nationally recognized rivalry. All right.
It has only become a nationally recognized rivalry in the last couple of years now that South Carolina's grabbed a couple. This year, I think it rivalry weekend, this might be on the forefront because, again, silver lining, everything goes great, optimistic, best case scenario. It is a best case scenario that Clemson is coming into this game at 11-0 and South Carolina is trying to hand them their first and only regular season loss. Best case scenario on the other side is that South Carolina is coming into this game at like 9-2. Maybe 10-1.
How is that the best? The best case scenario is both of them being undefeated.
I mean, that's the ideal scenario.
It's best.
A realistic best case scenario for
me. Okay, there you go. That's a good word to throw in.
A realistic best case scenario for me. Clemson's coming in at 11-0. South Carolina's coming in at like 9-2. I mean, maybe 10-1, but like probably 9-2. Maybe this is their game to get to 10 wins, right? I don't know. But
so if there's speculation they may make the playoff, there's no way they could be 9-2 coming into this game.
There's absolutely a way they can be 9-2. We did the schedule breakdown the other day. There's five
what
games.
What I mean, and make the playoff.
No, correct. Now, well, if they're coming in 9-2 and they can finish the season 10-2 with a win over Clemson, I think that's a playoff team. I think 10-2 in the Southeastern Conference will I'm not going to guarantee it gets you into the playoff, but I will guarantee you that it gets you into that group of teams that are fighting for those last playoff spots. I believe right now that this year college football feels, and you can credit this to NIL, you can credit this to the portal, you can credit this to the upheaval across the landscape, credit it wherever you want to credit, there's a debate to be had. It feels to me like this year there is as much parity coming into college football as we have had in a very long time. In years gone by, it has kind of felt like coming into the year, any given year, there were like two teams, three teams that you consider genuine national championship contenders. And if anybody else jumped into that group, it was a big shock. This year, I think Ohio State's a contender. I think Notre Dame's a contender. I think Oregon's a contender. I think Texas is a contender. I think Penn State's a contender. Georgia is a contender. Outside group looking in, I think Tennessee's in that group. I think Indiana's back in that group. I think Ole Miss is in that group. I think SMU under Kevin Jennings and Rhett Lashley's in that group. I think Clemson is in that top tier group. I think Alabama's in the top tier group. I think Miami's in the secondary group. I think any of these teams, some will need a little help. Some will need to overperform. But I think there's probably 12 or 13 teams that I'm like, that team could win a natty. If everything goes right, that team could win a natty. And I do think both of these teams in different tiers are in that group. This rivalry game at the end of the year, this rivalry game could be up there in terms of importance. I'm not saying in terms of prestige, though some of you may argue with that. I'm not saying in terms of overall talent, though I could be proven wrong about that. But I think in terms of importance, this game could be at like inside the top three or four rivalry games this year. I think for Clemson, it could be them fighting for an undefeated season. Now, at this point, we'll kind of know, like, obviously at a conference game, we'll have a pretty good idea that South Carolina either is or is not in the SEC title game, that Clemson either is or is not in the ACC title game. Likely they will be, and likely they will already be playoff bound. So probably not mean as much, but we also know, as we learned last year, Dabo don't give a damn. He's going to compete. He's bringing the starters. He's rolling them out there. He's trying to score 50. He's trying to win this game. South Carolina in this game could be fighting to make sure that they are in that 10-2 group of teams that's maybe right there on the bubble and is stacking resumes to see who goes and who doesn't from the non-championship game participants. And if they are in the bubble, I will even go so far as to say, if South Carolina came into this 10-1, I still think they would need to win this game, because this is not just a resume boost, but it is a resume boost over a likely Power Four conference champion when it's all said and done.
Well, if we're just going scenarios here, they wouldn't have to win the game to make the playoff if they were in the SEC championship game, which they could come in 10-1, lose to Clemson, and still play in the SEC championship game.
That is very likely true. There is also a very good possibility they could be 10-2 and not get into the SEC championship game.
Absolutely.
Right? There's absolutely the possibility they go 10-2 and do not make it into the conference championship game. So again, we're ways out. We're 6 days away from the start of football season with SEC Media Days, 15 days away from starting the ACC season with ACC football kickoff. We are just 4 days away from the first two NFL camps opening up this weekend with the Hall of Fame game on the 31st of this month. We are still a long way from actual football that counts and that matters. But I think the closer we get to it and the more people are starting to look at Clemson and Carolina, I think people are starting to recognize, like, this rivalry game could be ground zero for a playoff shaking result. It could be, again, if Clemson gets got in the regular season, It could be that they got to have a resume builder and this is it. For South Carolina, if they're not in the SEC championship game, which let's be real, I'm not taking a bet that they will be. The SEC stacked at the top. If South Carolina's not in the championship game, this could be a get to 10 wins and have a Power Four conference championship victory in your back pocket. That's a big resume boost. This rivalry game, which The Athletic has ranked at number 24 on their list of the top 100 college football rivalries, I'm fine with it at 24 if we're doing the ranking the traditional definition, the traditional way that we use the word rivalry. But in terms of what we've been framing and angling this conversation this year, which is of the importance of the rivalry in the 2025 football season and to the college football landscape in 2025, honestly, I think this is a top 10 game. And I think that there is a very good chance that when we get to Thanksgiving and when it is rivalry weekend and when we are setting up for the games that weekend, I think there is a very good chance this could be one of the most important two or three rivalry games to be played this year. All right, coming up, I got a few more sound bites for you, some actual sports sound bites I want to play and we will respond to. And then we will also take a look, just out of curiosity's sake, at the rest of the rivalries inside the top 23. Where do you guys think that this list is right and wrong? Shoot your text to 844-326-3663 on the Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663. Call that number, get on the air. More importantly than all that, enjoy the next 60 seconds of your life. It's going to be the 60 seconds that you remember most about your day. It's the Sports Flash.
Yeah, if that's true, your day is not going to be a good one. The Orlando Magic have agreed to a five-year rookie max contract with Paolo Banchero that will pay him $239 million and could reach as much as $287 million if he becomes All-NBA, MVP, or Defensive Player of the Year next year. The rookie max is the first signed since Luka Doncic and Trae Young in 2021. Though it was suspected already, the Indiana Pacers have announced Tyrese Haliburton will be unavailable next season with a torn Achilles suffered in the NBA Finals. The team reported the snap was higher than anticipated in his leg, but the surgery to repair it went well. The Atlanta Braves got a night off last night after dropping four in a row and 7 of 9, but are back in action tonight with a 10:05 start against the A's in California. Rookie Didier Fuentes is scheduled to get the start against the A's. Jeffrey Springs, that's who's going to be starting for the A's. Fuentes is 0-2 so far this season.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball.
all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.